This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, Elisa Profumo. Hey, it's Friday, and I am in the studio with the lovely and talented. How you doing, lovely and talented?
Lovely and talented, Elisa. I'm doing fine.
Okay. I didn't think a name was required after saying lovely and talented. Everybody knows who I'm talking about, I think. So anyway, welcome back. We have a great casual Friday planned for you today, thanks to Elisa Profumo. First things first, I have to apologize. I am sorry. So this morning I was fiddling around with the newsletter, which is now obviously managed by Alex Leaf, and he does a very capable job of it. I am trying to put in the newsletter template an RSS feed script that automatically updates every time we send out the newsletter to the most recent three shows. And I thought I figured out how to do it. And so then I pressed the button to preview it. And what happened next was nothing short of stupid on my part. 230 emails were generated to every member of our news list. And I caught it in time. So only like 80 or 90, maybe 100 went out when I realized. And some people only got 10. Some people got none because once I canceled, if you hadn't received an email already, it didn't go out. But enough people got bombarded with emails to start commenting on Facebook, emailing me through the app, emailing me on admin.com and everything else saying, hey, what the heck is going on?
And then also, didn't it post all the shows on our Facebook
wall?
Well,
quite a few of them are if you go to Superhuman Radio Network, what you'll see is individual posts that will take you to three past episodes. Because there's over 600 shows in our RSS feed.
Well, on Superhuman Network page, there's a ton of the shows that were posted as well.
Right. That's what I just said. If you click one of those, have you clicked one?
No.
Click it for a second. Just click it. What happens is it opens up a page with three shows on it. You see that?
No. Mine only has one show on it.
Well, mine has three shows on it.
Oh, yes, it does. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what every email looked like as well that went out. Had three shows in it. So I apologize for the mix-up. It will never happen again. I'll keep my hands out of the soup from now on.
Didn't you get some people who unsubscribed?
So we had 45 people who unsubscribed. Many of them are resubscribing now that they know. They were just trying to unsubscribe in an effort to keep their inbox from being bombarded. Now, a lot of people like Carl, and that's the name he has on our news list. They simply said, I think you accidentally sending all your messages broadcast out over again. I got 90 messages today. And obviously, Carl was one of the guys who only got 90 messages because there would have been 230 had I not caught it. And when I realized, but more people, like Lisa Ripa said, stop way too many effing, and she put the word, she didn't put effing, emails, or this one from Matt Schwann. I have gotten 100 emails in the past hour. F off.
Well, they should know that you weren't doing that purposefully.
Well, of course. Why did you just send me about 100 emails? Could you stop this, please? Of course, I did stop it. You only got 100, not the 230. I don't know how you even got my email because you're sending too many emails. Don't email me anymore. And it's like we couldn't get your email if you didn't sign up for our email list one way or the other. So I just thought that was kind of funny. I mean, it's really hilarious. Dude, this one comes from Ed Boom. He says, dude, what gives? My inbox exploded with your posts. Chill out. Like,
Like you did that on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, I know. People are funny.
People are strange. Like, use a little critical thinking. Someone's not going to send 200 emails out.
So maybe, so what you just said made me think that maybe those people should have unsubscribed because they don't have critical thinking skills, so they unsubscribed.
Yes.
They thought they think that we're going to do, every day we're sending out 230 emails to you, so get ready. I had a couple nice messages from people who said things like, I just got all these emails that reminded me about all these great shows I haven't listened to in so long.
That's good.
Some girl, if I could find her name, I'll let you know who it was before the end of the show, but I just read that one a little while ago. So I apologize for the emails. It was unintended. Don't unsubscribe. It won't happen again. So there you go.
Okay, so when we were up in Columbus for the Arnold, if you guys haven't heard, we were there. We talked about it on another show already. I saw a commercial on television. We had the television going in the background about Roundup. And it was about Roundup Ready Plus. And they were just talking about how they have incentives to offset herbicide costs. Because evidently now farmers are having to use more herbicide and they're having to spend more of their dollars for weed control because the old Roundup isn't working any longer.
Yeah, the new Roundup is no longer acting.
Right. So they're providing incentives to the farmer for using the Roundup, Roundup Ready Plus.
Tax incentives. We're giving tax dollars to farmers to use poison. That's destroying our civilization today. We're giving them tax incentives. That's your government at work, folks. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Now, so, didn't you see the article? You saw the ad, but didn't
Scott Jurczyk
and Christina Jurczyk?
They live up there, and we had met them later that evening. And I asked them to, if they see the commercial, to let me know. And they sent me the information about it.
Yeah, unbelievable, really unbelievable. Have you seen the new Lunchables for adults now?
Yeah.
Seriously? I mean, I understand Lunchables for kids because parents make lunch and they go, oh, I didn't make any lunch, so I'm going to run and pick up a Lunchable, which is really derelict of your duties as a parent.
What adults
need Lunchables?
But I don't understand Lunchables for kids because the nutrient content of them are terrible when they can just make something that's a lot healthier.
Right.
I mean, case in point, when your daughter comes and visits, we put together a little doggy bag for her to take to school the next day after lunch. After dinner. So, I mean, they can just cook a little bit of extra the night before and pack that for the kids' lunch.
Yeah. And, you know, browned with caramelized sugars, those are AGEs. We just talked about that, things that are browned.
You're talking about the turkey breast that's in. So the Oscar Mayer Portable Protein Pack, they have different ones. The one that I'm looking at the nutrient content for is turkey breast, cheddar cheese, and dry roasted peanuts. And what this portable protein pack is, it's supposed to be high in protein, low in carbs for people to grab and go. It's got 14 grams of protein in it, but the turkey breast in it is browned with caramelized sugar. It's got cultured dextrose in it, modified cornstarch. This thing has it's got like 400.
Unbelievable list of ingredients.
450 milligrams of sodium just for this little package.
Yeah, this one little thing. And remember, Dr. Vlasara said the other day that the worst cheese you can eat from a advanced glycation end product accumulation position is this yellow cheese that is so popular in the United States because it has the highest level of AGEs of any cheese out there.
But it does, and it's not normally yellow. That's food color dye for that yellow cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
It's normally a white color, and they dye it.
Yeah, people want yellow for some reason. I don't understand what that's about. Why do people want yellow cheese? It's ridiculous.
It has, the cheese has natural and artificial flavors in it, which if you just buy a regular cheese, it's not going to have that artificial flavoring in it.
Yeah.
And then the dry roasted peanuts. Maltodextrin in them, cornstarch, and corn syrup. Why do they have corn syrup on peanuts?
Because they have to sweeten them for people to eat them. They want them to be sweet peanuts, sweet and salty at the same time. I know. It shouldn't even be peanuts anyway. It should be cashews or almonds.
Well, so the couple of the packs, they do have almonds in some of the packs. I pulled up the nutrition information on this
particular one.
But I mean, that's really not a healthy alternative if you break down what's in it.
Well, and plus, like you said earlier, you said, why can't people just grab a chicken breast that they cooked the night before, slice it up? I mean, with a modicum of preparation and anticipation that you're going to eat tomorrow, because chances are you are, you could have a much healthier snack, high protein snack, than buying something off the shelf like this.
It'd be better to just have... Yeah, just grab some yogurt, like the Faji yogurt that doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's 18 grams of protein.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we want to lead off with stuff about school lunch. Good, I'm sorry.
That yogurt is 18 grams of protein that I just mentioned.
Right.
This one right here
is 14.
14. So the yogurt would have more protein than this.
Right.
And you don't get all the artificial ingredients.
The sad part is that people think that that's all the protein they need in a given meal anyway, 14 grams. I mean, that's a building block for protein, and that's the sad part. Because people aren't getting enough protein, and that's why they're overeating, in my opinion. Because the body wants protein. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more good stories to talk about. This is Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge
homepage banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, go on.
Take two.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome back. Real quick, got to mention, there's a post up on Facebook. Like us, like our fan page, which is facebook.com/Superhuman Radio Network, and you're entered to win 4 boxes of Quest protein bars. The winner will be announced on the 21st of this month. If you've already liked the page, you're already entered. So there you go.
During Casual Friday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So, what shall we talk about first? There's so much good stuff to talk about.
We were going to talk about the new CDC data that showed encouraging development in obesity rates among 2 to 5 year olds.
Yeah. And this is nonsense. This is nonsense.
Okay, why do you think that?
Well, okay, so first of all, the current administration is taking credit for this drop in obesity in 2 to 5 year olds, saying that it's part of the Let's Move, it's the effects of this Let's Move program. 2 to 5 year olds are not being affected by Let's Move. Excuse me. They're not in school yet. So this current administration is literally trying to steal the thunder away from parents who are having the effect on 2 to 5 year olds, not the Let's Move program, number one. Number two, as you pointed out this morning, while the 2 to 5 year old segment has dropped, the 2 to 19 year old segment has actually stayed the same, right?
Yes.
Which means that the 5 to 19 year olds are heavier. They're more obese to make up for the drop of the 2 to 5 year olds. But no one's talking about that. They're all saying, we have to send a hopeful message out there. So let's lie to the public and tell them that what we're doing is working because the 2 to 5 year olds are losing weight. The 2 to 5 year olds are losing weight because their parents are doing something different.
Well, this says that the more children are being breastfed and that they're not drinking as many sugary drinks.
And that's not part of the Let's Move agenda. Let's Move agenda starts in school.
Right. The Let's Move agenda started February 9th, 2010.
Yeah, so just in 4 years, they've had this impact.
3 years.
3 years. That's nonsense. And they're not impacting 2 to 5 year olds. If anything, the Let's Move program is a failure. And you heard it here first, because the 5 to 19 year olds are getting fatter to make up for the drop in obesity in the 2 to 5 year olds. So the Let's Move program is focused on kids in school. You go to start school 5 to 6 years old. The 5 to 19 year olds are getting fatter.
Okay, this comes straight from the CDC's news release, press release. It says, overall, CDC's latest obesity data published in this week's issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association indicates that there have been no significant changes in obesity prevalence among 2 to 19-year-olds or adults in the United States between 2003 and 2004 and 2011 and 2012 when they did these studies.
Now, had they said, okay, we're going to break these into separate groups. We're going to have the 2 to 5-year-olds. We're going to have the 5 to 19-year-olds. Then they would have said, well, the 2 to 5-year-olds lost weight, but the 5 to 19-year-olds gained weight.
But instead, they keep it lumped together.
Well, and the study was done in 2011 through 2012. The Let's Move campaign started February 9th, 2010.
Which had no effect on anybody at that point in time.
No, I mean, it wasn't even in effect.
And I got to be honest.
It wasn't even in effect for a full year.
And
yet.
I got to tell you something. This is not a partisan issue. I watched the interview with the First Lady on Good Morning America. And she sat back and took credit for the Let's Move program affecting this change. That is just a blatant, bald-faced lie. And if anything, she took the credit away from where it should have gone. And that is the parents that are doing something different. Parents are affecting 2 to 5-year-olds, not the Let's Move program in the school system.
I agree that to some degree that the Let's Move campaign is good.
Yes.
Okay. But if anyone out there has ever looked at the sample menu, I went to the Let's Move campaign website and looked at their sample menu for a 2,000 calorie food pattern. And I mean, I guess, you know, the very first breakfast is, English muffin, one egg. Well, no, that's on day four.
Day one is a creamy oatmeal cooked in milk, a half a cup.
Fat-free milk,
2 tablespoons of raisins, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar.
And orange juice.
And a cup of orange juice. So it's nothing but sugar. This is nothing but carbs. There's roughly 5 grams of protein in that meal. That's their first meal of the day.
And then the second meal is tortilla chips with ground turkey.
But 2 ounces of ground turkey, 12 grams of protein here.
And two teaspoons of canola oil to cook the turkey, low-fat cottage cheese.
Kidney beans.
And then salsa. But
avocado, lime juice, lettuce, that's all innocuous enough. Salsa, that's innocuous enough. But once again, we have a carbohydrate-driven meal here.
For dinner, it's lasagna noodles, cooked spinach, tomato sauce,
ricotta cheese,
part skim mozzarella, a whole wheat roll with 1 teaspoon of tub margarine.
Not
even butter. Do you know how many chemicals are in tub margarine?
Of course. But let's face it. Who makes tub margarine? Big agri companies.
So my point is that the concept of Let's Move is good, but if you break down the elements of it, it's not really good. I mean, who's going to feed their kid tub margarine?
Well, lots of people do. We have friends that they feed their kids tub margarine.
But that was a rhetorical question.
Right. No one with any common sense. Look at lunch on day two. It's called a roast beef sandwich. It's a whole grain hoagie bun, 2 ounces of roast beef. Do you know what 2 ounces of roast beef? It's two slices. Two slices of roast beef. One slice of part skim mozzarella cheese, 2 slices of tomato, 1/4 cup of mushrooms, 1 tablespoon of corn oil.
To cook your mushrooms in.
1 tablespoon of mustard, baked potato wedges.
Also, again, corn or canola oil to cook your potatoes in.
I mean, how do you call this a roast beef sandwich? Call it a potato wedge, potato wedge lunch with a little bit of roast beef in it.
And then a cup of fat-free milk for your beverage.
Oh, yeah. God forbid. Don't get any fat. Don't get any fat. It's all about fat. You know what? This is nonsense. And you know what? And again, let those people who believe that the government should be dictating how you eat follow their message because, they won't be standing at the end game someday. That's it. And again, I reiterate. The 2 to 5-year-olds lost weight, but the 2 to 19-year-olds stayed the same, which means in order for that to be a true statement, that means the 5 to 19-year-olds had to have gained weight.
Here's an article from the New York Times talking about this, and what they said was, a possible explanation is that some combination of state, local, and federal policies aimed at reducing obesity is starting to make a difference.
Oh, shame on the New York Times.
Michelle Obama, the First Lady, has led a push to change young children's eating and exercise habits, and 10,000 child care centers across the country have signed on, which is good.
Right.
The news announcement from the CDC included a remark from Mrs. Obama. I'm thrilled at the progress we've made over the last few years in obesity rates among our youngest Americans.
In the last 3 years, but this study was ended in 2012.
It was 2011 through 2012.
See,
was the study.
I hate this. I hate politicians in general, folks. This makes me want to scream. Because the majority of Americans are going, yay, look, it's working, it's working.
Well, they take it and skew it. The mainstream media takes it and skews it the way they want it to sound.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But again, I keep reiterating, the 5 to 19-year-olds gained weight in order for this to be a true statement. I mean, you know the math, folks. This is simple math. 2 to 5 year olds lose weight, but the 2 to 19 year olds stayed the same. That means the 5 to 19 year olds gained weight. Why isn't Michelle Obama or some other politician up there going, you know what? Let's Move isn't working. We better move faster. Because that's the truth. But no, they don't want to say that because they want to keep the status quo. They want people to keep eating the way they're eating. Don't forget, the government is in the healthcare business now. They're going to be collecting premiums. They don't want you to get better. They need that money. They don't have to raise taxes if you pay anything that you can to save your own life.
This is disgusting. This is the worst exploitation of the American population I've seen yet. Let's move. Let's move to another country. Let's move. Ah, my God. I want to scream. I want to actually curse right now, but I can't.
Okay, so do you remember, I think it was the last Casual Friday that we had, there was... some of the students were getting rejected their school lunches
because
they hadn't paid their balance.
Right. And
so they make them go without lunch or give them a piece of fruit.
The kids would actually come to the top of the front of the line with their lunch in their hands, mm-hmm. and then the lunch lady would say, "You have no money to buy that. We can't put it back, so we threw it in the garbage."
So they throw it in the garbage.
So the kid would watch their lunch get thrown in the garbage and be told, "You can't eat today."
So they give them a piece of fruit.
Yeah.
So in Michigan, there was a third grader that was the second kid in line, and he saw this happen to one of his classmates. So he went and raised money and went around to all the schools and paid off all the school balance, all the school lunch balances.
Nearly $7,000 he used, and then another $5,000 this week. 300 students' plans were paid off. So that they could get lunch again.
He went around and paid off 300 students' plans.
I mean, think about this. The schools should be embarrassed. Where's Michelle Obama? Why isn't she coming out and going, wait a minute, you can't let kids go unfed because their parents aren't paying the bill. You can't do that.
It says the little boy's name was Caden. Caden personally delivered the money to each school before going to class in the morning. His first donation was $64. That paid for 150 lunches. $64. I mean, it's a crime.
Terrible.
That those poor kids social stigma alone, what it's going to do to them, the way they feel about themselves.
Right. You're so right. And but adults don't care about that sort of stuff. That's terrible. I don't know who the lunch lady was that was throwing him in the garbage, but I hope she felt embarrassed. That would be the appropriate feeling to have.
Well, why not take some of the money from the Let's Move campaign and
pay for school lunches?
Pay off these school lunches instead of, I don't know what.
I know how they could do that.
How?
Subway. Subway in all the schools, and Subway will donate some lunch. There you go. And the kids can eat azodicarbamide, which apparently, according to Mitt Romney, is not that bad for you.
Oh, I know. Can you believe that?
I have to look at him. He may be right. I don't know. Maybe it is just baking soda.
During the next break, I want to look that up.
Yeah.
He and I had a heated conversation on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because he said that it was just blown out.
Baking soda, right?
Yeah.
We're going to look into it because he may be right. And I'm always open to learning something new. So, we want to go ahead and take a break now, and then
fine.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. I take my cue from the real host of the show, and that is Elisa Profumo. This is Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on. That GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Okay, so Mitt Romney posted on Facebook.
Well, I posted an article from the Environmental Working Group that says nearly 500 ways to make a yoga mat sandwich. Okay, and then it talks about 500 foods that contain the yoga mat compound.
Right.
Should we care?
Right.
And so Amit Ram says, do you want me to read it?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
If I can get Facebook to cooperate. He says, the argument makes no sense. Cow products are used in endless industries. Should meat be excluded since it's used for making cars? Soda bicarbonate is used in endless industries such as fire extinguishers, cleaning agents. Do you want to eat an oven cleaner? Oh, my God, is what he said. If azo dicarbamide is problematic, fine. Write about its problems. It causes asthma. Using yoga mats is a straw man's argument, in my opinion.
Okay, so I understand his. Okay, first of all, let's address these individually. So he said meat is used in making cars? Yes. You're talking about leather seats and stuff like that?
I guess.
Okay, but that's different. Those are straw man arguments because, come on, we ate meat before we learned how to use its skin, and you could eat the skin too. So it is biologically edible. That's, you know, that's part of the argument here, I think. So baking soda is something that you can consume. But I think the real issue here is, and I understand where he's coming from. I understand that it's not necessary to sensationalize something, but here in the United States it is because you wouldn't have said azodicarbamide causes higher rates of asthma, people wouldn't have paid attention to that.
And he says, why don't consumers want this substance? In another post, why don't consumers want this substance?
But I think he's asking the question rhetorically. Like, in other words, lay out why people don't want it as opposed to...
I've seen this line about yoga mats related even on the Jon Stewart, but how is it relevant? So many substances that are food are used in other industries.
But that's the point. They aren't food. Okay, so the great point, and this is the issue. So many substances are used in manufacturing edible products today that are not food.
That is not food.
Yeah. Azodicarbamide is not a food. I don't think we found it in any food sources before food manufacturing took place.
It says, this is from Wikipedia, as a food additive, it is used as a flour bleaching agent and improving agent.
But here's the other thing that's important to understand. It produces urea as part of its stabilizing effects in baking. And we know that the body tries to excrete urea. So you're eating urea. And now I know we're going to say, well, that's really not a big deal. Nothing is a big deal. The real issue is this. It doesn't occur in foods that we find growing in nature. And I'm not talking about genetically modified foods either. So I think the real issue is people, you're right. Sensationalization is unfortunate. An unfortunate necessity to get the masses' attention. If they would have said azodicarbamide increases the rate of asthma, then no one would have paid attention to it because pasteurized milk has been shown to cause asthma in children that don't have asthma already. But no one cares about that. They drink pasteurized milk. I think that it did need more of a sensational spin to get people to pay attention to it and get the companies that are using it to get it out. I think it's a straw man argument to compare it to meat. Because meat, we do eat meat. Okay? And chances are we ate meat around the same time we figured out how to use their skins as clothing.
Well, and the bottom line is people need to know what they're eating.
Yeah.
That was my point.
Yeah.
We need to know what we're eating. There are nearly 500 foods that contain this product.
None of us eat them.
We don't eat them because they're processed.
Right.
But my nephew might be eating them because they're not as educated. So, so why can't that item be listed on the label?
Yeah. I think it is listed as azodicarbamide, is it not?
I don't know.
It's probably labeled in the flour section of the bread product. But the bottom line is I understand where he's coming from. He feels that it's not – like lay out the details. What does it do to you instead of talking about yoga mats? But the reality is that in this country here, people are so numb to paying attention to anything that if you don't sensationalize, you don't get any attention.
So if you bought a package of honey wheat berry bread from Earth Grains, would you think it would contain this item?
No, if you're the type of person who is attracted to those names because you think that honey wheat means it's all natural and healthy, right? Then you wouldn't expect it to also have
that's
chemical
my point.
Products in
that's
it.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So anyway,
okay.
There's a whole list of 500 of items that contain azodicarbamide.
Right.
They're supposed to be labeling
foods better now.
Yes,
which is this is a not even a half-hearted attempt on the side of the FDA here to do something right.
Well, first of all, they're giving food companies 2 years to change the labels.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't take 2 years to change the labels. Yeah. And my question to you was, if they can change the labels to
why not add the GMO?
If they can change the labels to make the calorie count larger,
right.
Why not add GMOs?
Yeah, I know, and you've actually been like so frustrated about that it's like this is such nonsense, and this is the time to do it, right? if they're already going to do this.
If they're
going
to shell out the money to change the nutrient facts, then why can't they also include contains GMO corn or whatever?
Right.
So what they're changing, here's the proposed changes. Calorie counts will be in bigger, bolder print.
No one will pay attention to it.
Grams of added sugar, whether they come from corn syrup, honey, sucrose, or other sources, will be shown in one number, which is good.
Right.
Serving sizes will reflect portions people typically eat, as shown by studies, meaning they will be bigger than the sizes which are now shown.
Right.
Which is good, because who really, if you eat cereal, who really eats one cup of cereal?
Right, right, right.
Calories from fat will be gone, while total fat, saturated, and trans fats remain, reflecting science, showing the type of fat people eat is more important than the amount.
That's actually a good a move in the right direction, I think. As far as the sugar thing, it's meaningless because sugar is already listed as sugar. Any added sugar is already listed as sugar, I thought.
Well, yeah, but they break it down so they'll have.
But you're talking about in the actual ingredient list.
Yes,
the number is already a summary of how much sugar is in there. People don't pay attention to that either. This is meaningless because. Because the people who pay attention to labels pay attention to them now. And the people who don't pay attention to labels will no more pay attention to them when they make these changes than they do now. They don't care. They don't care how much sugar they're getting. They don't care if the label ingredient list is honest or not. They don't care because they're eating crap food to begin with. They really don't even want to know, probably. So this is a half-hearted attempt on the FDA to do something. To do something. You know, so people go, oh, look, the FDA is forcing those companies to spend billions of dollars to do the right thing. They're still not doing the right thing. It's just not, it's nonsense.
Okay, so the other article that I was talking about with you this morning is the generation that we are, the baby boomer generation,
mm-hmm.
is the first generation to be unhealthier. Every generation before got healthier
right.
as time went on.
Right.
We're the first generation to get unhealthier.
Who wrote that article?
It's a woman in the local paper.
She must listen to my show.
No, a lot of times she doesn't have things in here that we agree with, but this particular article.
I just talked on two separate segments for a half hour each time on my position that we are devolving instead of evolving. And that the food industry, big agro, pharmaceutical industry, the government, they are all causing this problem by lying to us about the dangers in our nutrition and then giving us access to drugs that mask the symptoms. So this is exactly my argument. She's absolutely right.
She said we might be living longer, but we're not living healthier, and we're living longer because of drugs.
But we're not living longer. She's wrong. That statistic is meaningless because they're always comparing it to a period in time when both women and children died at childbirth, which pulled the whole number down. Granted, more people died of infectious disease than they do today. But when you say we're living longer, then theoretically we should have people that regularly live into 120, 130 because we've been living into 80 and 90 since, you know, since recorded history.
Right.
So people aren't living longer. And more people are living longer? Yes, because they're not dying at childbirth any longer.
We're not healthy. My great-grandmother was 93, and she lived alone and died in her sleep.
Yeah.
My grandfather was 93 when he passed away.
Right.
I mean, and they were healthy.
Right. Right. They were active in life.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
today at 90, they're sitting in a chair facing a wall.
My grandfather was 75, and he won a canoe race
yeah.
at 75.
Right. And he won it.
And he won, yeah. yes.
Yeah. So this is nonsense. But the reality is she is right on one point. We are devolving. We are getting worse. For the first time, I saw the funniest thing. Olya Michaela posted on Facebook yesterday. You know how they have the pictures of evolution? So they have like the crouching man who looks like a chimpanzee, then slightly standing erect, then this man standing very erect that looks like Homo sapien. Well, then it had someone coming back in their direction. So they had three guys walking that way, one guy walking this way who looks like us, and he's saying to the other three, go back, we effed everything up. Like, go back to the old days. We have to don't keep becoming more evolved. We have to go back now. I thought that was priceless. It was funny. But it's true. I mean, it all falls into place with what I'm saying here. The population is getting worse off, not better off.
Well, just real quickly here, there's an article that I found about a guy. His name is Dan. He lives on pizza.
Yeah.
For 25 years, all he's eaten is pizza. And he doesn't, he's supposedly a vegetarian. He calls himself a vegetarian. He doesn't like vegetables. So all he eats is cheese pizza.
But didn't you, I said to you, is he obese?
No.
He's not. But didn't you say that he has diabetes?
He has type 2 diabetes. He bought a new car, and his blood sugar dropped so low, he was driving his new car, and he blacked out and wrecked it and totaled it.
Yeah, and he's proud that all he eats is pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know what the worst part is? If I'm sure his doctors and anyone in the media is not going to say to him, the reason you're sick and the reason you're having problems is because all you eat is pizza.
He claims that no doctor has advised him to change his diet. I've never gotten a negative reaction except from his first endocrinologist. But all the other doctors have said your cholesterol is fine. You seem healthy. Keep doing what you're doing.
You seem healthy.
Keep doing.
He has diabetes. You seem healthy.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Shame on those. I wish we could get the names of his doctors. I'd love to post them as complete frauds and failures.
Well, he's now seeing a therapist because evidently in the new issue of the DSM-5, there is something that's called avoidant restrictive food intake disorder.
Boy, you know what? The psychological industry will come up with everything they can to treat people.
And that's evidently what he's been diagnosed with.
Yeah. So he'll go see a psychiatrist. They'll put him on some sort of antipsychotic drug that will raise his blood sugar and throw him into full blown coma from his blood sugar management issues. It's ridiculous.
He has diabetes and frequently gets low blood sugar.
Yeah.
When his blood sugar dips into the danger zone, it sometimes results in him blacking out on the kitchen floor in his underwear with frozen food scattered around. I guess frozen pizza.
This guy is an idiot. But this is, folks, this is my point. Do we really want this guy's genes 500 years from now in the gene pool? I'm sorry to say no. And I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. This is, I'm speechless. I'm speechless at this guy. I mean, I wasn't speechless over the old man who was 100 and something years old, who was eating skunk, remember? Because he was like 100 and something years old and he was active and he didn't look great. But, you know, he lived in Nepal or something like that. And, mm-hmm. but he was like 100 and something years old and he was still vital, still moving, still doing things. And he said, I eat skunk and only skunk. But look at this guy. He eats pizza and only pizza. Look at him. He'd be better off switching to skunk.
That's terrible.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
I'm shocked at that one there. Okay. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach?
Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. We have so many good stories to talk about. Where do you want to start, Alisa? Oh, sorry about that.
Can you hear me? I'm going to rant a little bit.
Sure.
So whenever I'm on the treadmill, I always watch television,
right,
and usually in the morning. And all of the commercials are always about food that's really bad for you,
right,
about drugs,
right,
or about getting your joints replaced.
Prosthetic, I know, right? I know. They even have trucks. I even see trucks driving around town that have the like decal package on them about the get around joint or the 360 joint. It's like there's so many people getting joint replacement done today that it's actually a feasible method of advertising for them to have billboards on cars and trucks.
Well, it's just so frustrating to me. So the other day they had a commercial about Raisin Bran, and on Raisin Bran box there's a big green sign that says heart healthy on
right,
it.
Right.
Okay. So, you know my next argument.
I was just going to say, I hear walnuts coming up all of a sudden.
Okay. So how can Raisin Bran continually say that this is heart healthy, but the FDA says that walnuts are a drug?
Right.
How can that be?
Right. If walnuts claim to be heart healthy, which they are, and I think they actually have gotten that on now. I think they can say that now, but you're right. The reason that Raisin Bran can say it's heart healthy is because grains have been labeled as heart healthy. So anything that has grains in it can use the heart healthy slogan, as long as they pay the American Heart Association for the right to do so.
One cup of this cereal, which is one serving, has 19 grams of sugar in it.
Right.
That's more than half a cup of vanilla ice cream, which
right,
is 15 grams.
Right. And people wouldn't think of having vanilla ice cream for breakfast.
No.
And then, and you know, I mean, it's, it's a joke. That's it. It's just a joke. And this goes full circle to people like the pizza guy. You know, people don't know what to eat anymore. It's been, our instincts have been erased. Critical thinking has been erased, and we follow whatever the government and or the food industry tells us to do.
Well, that's back to what we were just talking about, how bad everybody's obese or, you know, what is it, 60% of the
overweight.
68.5 of our of people are overweight right now,
right.
of Americans.
Almost 70%.
Almost
70%. Right.
7 out of 10 people are overweight.
Right. And it's going to get worse. It's not getting better because people keep eating quote unquote healthy.
Well, if they continue to think that Raisin Bran is an example of a health food, then it's just going to continue to get worse.
We're doomed. You're right. We
and
are.
And it just, you know, and Diamond Walnuts can't say that they're heart healthy.
Well, I think they can now. I think Diamond Walnuts did the research. I think that they can say they're heart healthy now.
Well, this article,
could be wrong,
this article was from December 24th, 2013.
And it says they still can't.
The FDA says this food is a drug.
Yeah.
That was from December 24th, 2013.
Oh, okay. So I stand corrected. So obviously, Raisin Bran is not a drug. It's heart healthy because the FDA and the American Heart Association allow them to say that.
It's pretty obvious. The agency lives in the pocket of the food industry. The biggest and most profitable companies get away with just about anything as long as they're willing to write a check. That's the first sentence.
Well, you know what? Just remember this. Next time you vote for somebody. Just remember this. Next time you vote for somebody. Look, we vote every day with our dollars. We don't buy those foods, and we're going to fare a lot better than the idiots that do. Sorry to say that. But in the meantime, just remember, when it comes time to vote, don't be seduced by stupid stuff. And when you see a politician lying, don't support them just because, I don't know, you know, Hillary's supposed to be running pretty soon. So the women are all going to come out for her because they're going to be, hey, we want our first female president. Well, let's make sure her agendas are right before we put her in that position. I mean, I got nothing against Hillary if she does the right thing by the people. But let's make sure that the politicians we vote for are following our agendas and not the 70% that are overweight.
This is, the FDA says your walnut products are also new drugs. They are not generally recognized as safe and effective for the above referenced conditions.
Right.
For heart disease.
Right, but.
Therefore, they may be legally marked, they may not be legally marketed with the above claims in the United States. States without an approved new drug application.
How
but,
terrible.
But Raisin Bran can say that they're heart healthy.
Yes, it's terrible. But okay, so what do you take away from this? You can't believe the FDA. You can't believe the FDA. You can't believe the FDA. When they do stuff like, oh, we're forcing the food industry to change their labeling, know that they are not doing anything constructive. They've gotten together with the food industry and said, hey, look, we got to give the people something. So we're going to say we're going to, you know, do this, and you can raise your hands and say it's going to cost you billions of dollars. And the average stupid person out there is going to go, wow, the FDA is protecting me by making those things that already appear on the label bolder because I am too dumb to see it because it's not bold. I mean, come on. I mean, don't we see through this. I know everybody in the audience is shaking their head. We see through this. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so, and then you have the likes of Dr. Oz telling people the 90...
Do not call him doctor on this show. He's the Wizard of Oz.
The 99 healthiest foods for your shopping cart. Yeah. The first 8 of them are all fruit.
Yeah,
now, don't get me wrong. Fruits have their place. But they're not better for you than some vegetables and proteins. And that his first 8 items were fruits.
Well, and anybody who's listening to Dr. Oz, oh, God, did I just say Dr. Oz? Put soap in my mouth. Anyone who's listening to The Wizard of Oz for health information is a fool. His show is about entertainment. That's all it's about.
His number 11 was a potato, should be a supermarket staple. He was just, okay, so this is his list. On his show just the other day when I was on the treadmill, he was talking about how you should eat organic potatoes, but when he was talking about potato chips, and then that it was okay to eat them, but he didn't say anything about organic.
Yeah, not in the potato chip area, because you're not going to get organic potato chips anywhere. Well, you are. There are small boutique companies that make it.
Okay.
That's for sure. But none of the advertisers on his network, that's for sure. So, obviously, every time you turn around, you do see more and more ads for prosthetic devices. Isn't that sad that people are having that level of radical surgery done to have, like, joints cut out? I mean, really? You know what? 200-300 years from now, they're going to look back at this period in time and say it was the worst period in time for health in our history, period.
All I know is that I would try everything possible to prevent someone cutting my knee off.
Right.
I have a cousin. I think I've told this story before. She was the first. She was the youngest recipient of two knee replacements here in Kentucky.
Right, right.
She was the youngest. She was 50.
She's so proud of that.
And she was 50. And it was because of rheumatoid arthritis.
Which she doesn't believe has anything to do with her diet.
Yes.
Sad. So sad. All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, I hear that Costco is going to have something exciting for its shoppers very shortly.
Genetically engineered salmon.
They're the only ones, right?
Well, it says here that Kroger and Safeway, which are the number one and number two U.S. conventional grocery chains, have just joined Target, Meijer, Aldi, Giant Eagle, and Whole Foods in protecting consumers and saying that they will not have genetically engineered salmon.
Right. But Costco, they are going to sell, not only are they going to sell GE salmon, but they're going to sell you 50 pounds at a time in a big frozen box.
I know people that buy it there all the time.
Yeah, and they won't care. People who buy people who are buying their seafood at those places don't really care where it's coming from. Let's be honest.
And I also heard today that Safeway and Albertsons are merging.
Yeah.
Just as a side note, because we talked about Safeway,
which is going to make them number two to Kroger's. I mean, Kroger's is still bigger because Kroger's owns Alpha Beta in the areas where they have Safeway and Albertson. That Kroger's has Alpha Beta stores, and they also have Smith's, I want to say, and another chain. Out west, and so they'll be the number two. I
mean, that's what that article just said. Yeah. Number two, Safeway.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about e-cigarettes a while back, and evidently, L.A. has just banned e-cigarettes use in public places.
And you don't really like the whole idea of e-cigarettes. Like, I argued that, hey, it's no big deal, but your position is, look, it's still in the air around us, and while it may not be as annoying as burning tobacco, it still carries a lot of the same risks.
It has nicotine in it, which is heated up and viped.
Yeah.
Or vaped, I'm sorry, viped. vaped into the air.
Right, and you're still breathing it in.
And me, as a consumer, standing next to someone, I was in a store, and this woman had it, and she was, you could see it coming out, and it was...
Could you smell it?
I didn't get close enough to her. I don't want to have to, though.
Right.
It's my choice not to. So I shouldn't be exposed to it.
Right, right. I mean, okay, so if they do away... So L.A. has already said no to vaporized cigarettes, right?
Yes.
So other states will probably start falling in line as well. What's next? I won't be able to fart in a restaurant.
People are allowed to use these cigarettes... and e-cigarettes in vapor lounges, vapor stores, and theatrical performances.
Oh, I guess like...
The actor will have it, I guess. Is that what that...
Oh, maybe you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. So the movie industry will start picking up on them. They'll have people smoking vapor cigarettes instead.
Yeah.
I think I've actually seen a movie already where someone is smoking a vapor cigarette. I'm trying to think what it was. That's funny.
LA follows in the footsteps of New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and Boston.
Oh, so they've all banned vapor cigarettes already?
Yes.
Wow. Pretty
cool. So there's something to be said about that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. What do you want to talk about next?
Well, this is an interesting article. Do you have to change your toothbrush after you've been sick? And according to the scientist... Charles,
this was in Huffington Post, right?
Yes, yeah. Charles Gerba. He's a professor of microbiology at the University of Arizona.
Uh-huh.
He says it's a myth that we can put to bed. You don't have to throw out your toothbrush just because you've been sick. Basically, he says that the germs can live on the toothbrush, but only for a few hours. Up to a few days. So my point of this, wanting to bring this up, if you brush your teeth three times a day,
you're going to
be reintroducing those same germs into your system,
right?
Because the germs live for up to for a few days on that. Plus, it's moist. Your toothbrush is moist,
right?
And it can survive longer in a moist environment,
right? And so your position is no, absolutely, you got to throw
away. Okay, so if your body is getting better, you're starting to feel better, don't you think reintroducing the same germs would make
you? Sure. Yeah, you don't want to. You don't. Why would you want to? It might prolong your illness.
He says that your body builds up antibodies, and you don't need.
Well, okay, so I can't talk about the mouth because that's your bailiwick, but I can talk about the eyes, and I can tell you that if you wear contact lenses. And you get pink eye, conjunctivitis, and you don't throw your contact lenses away that you were wearing when you got pink eye, you will get pink eye again. Your pink eye never goes away because it lives in the hydrophilic world of the contact lens, so you keep reintroducing it and the pink eye doesn't go away. So that proves your point. According to Dr. Gerba, I wouldn't have to throw my contact lenses away because My body is already building up antibodies to the pink eye. But that's not true. I've seen this. If you don't throw your contact lenses away, the pink eye just never goes away.
We've always just told people to toss it and get a new one.
Yeah.
He says you're not going to make yourself sick again if you use the same toothbrush after you've recovered. That's because you've built up antibodies over the course of your illness. So whatever is left on the brush will be wiped out upon entering your immune system.
But people have compromised immune system. I disagree. I think it's a reasonable precaution that if you have strep throat, for instance, to get yourself a new toothbrush, or if you have an electric toothbrush like I have, just buy a new head. I mean, that's what we do.
Exactly. They make these little machines now that sterilize the head of the toothbrush also.
Really?
They do.
Yeah, ultrasonic or heat?
I think they're ultrasonic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Okay, so here is 13 annoying gym pet peeves.
This ought to be good.
That make you just want to quit working out.
Okay, the first one.
The first one is unleashing sweaty hell on a machine and not cleaning up afterward.
Yeah, that is pretty gross.
Oh, there's this guy at our gym, and he just drips, and he never wipes it off.
Right.
So I went and grabbed a handle of a machine that he was using, and it was just, I didn't realize.
Is he the stinky guy,
he's
too?
He's the stinky guy.
Yeah, he sweats and he smells real bad.
And he never, I mean, this guy does cardio constantly.
Right.
And he does lift some, too. But his body never changes.
Yeah, I know.
That should tell you something.
How about the number two? Grunting excessively and sometimes in ways that make the rest of us uncomfortable. I don't think that's a pet peeve of mine. I think there are people who grunt unnecessarily. But I think if you're straining against the weight, you should grunt. It's a natural response.
I guess that person should go join Planet Fitness.
Fitness, exactly.
talking, and forgetting that people here are sort of in the middle of something.
I know a lot of people that do that. They should be working out instead of talking. I mean, there's guys that only come to the gym to talk to girls. I see them. There's a pilot that worked for UPS, a tall guy. And every time I see him, he's standing with some other girl talking to her. And he loads the bar up, you know, like he'll get in the rack and he'll load the bar up and he'll do one set and he'll disappear and go talk for a while and then he'll come back. And I've stripped his weights off. One day I stripped his weights off because I was doing curls and he was using that little rack area where I like to do my curls. And so one day he left two 25-pound plates on it. I stripped them off because I start out with 10s and I go up until there's 5 10s on each side. And so he came back over. And he goes, oh, I was using that. I go, really? I said, I stood here for a good 8 or 9 minutes trying to figure out who was using this. And everybody said, you were gone. He goes, oh, okay. And he just moved on.
He did that to me, the same guy. He's so irritating. He was on the Smith machine, and I was doing hip thrusts. And I wanted to use the Smith machine afterward to do some squats.
Right.
So as I'm watching him, I did 4 sets of hip thrusts, and he did 1 set on that Smith machine, and he goes off and talks to these women. Then he'll leave his towel on the bar,
right,
and he'll leave his water bottle there so you can't use it.
Yeah. I would just throw his water bottle on the floor and move his towel. I'd say, oh, I thought you left without taking these. I did it to him on purpose. I knew it was him. Anyway, the next one is drowning out the music in everyone else's headphones by singing to the music in yours. That is funny. There's a guy at our gym. He's a really nice guy, Middle Eastern guy, really, really sweet guy. He says hello to everybody. But he whistles while he's listening to music. And so the music he's listening to probably sounds really good. But when he whistles, it's like everything sounds the same. It's like, and you can't tell, like, oh, he's whistling that song. It's like in his head, he thinks he's whistling along, but he's not.
It's kind of funny. There is another woman who, she dances. Like, she'll have her headphones on, and she's back there dancing.
Yeah.
And
on the rope, the rope pull-down machine?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
She's dancing
to her
music.
She gets down. She actually looks good when
she's
she does
grooving.
It. She's an older woman. Yeah, yeah. How about this? Lording over the TV like you're the only one watching it. We don't have that problem because we have walls and walls of TVs.
They're everywhere.
And plus, a lot of the machines have their own little TVs.
Oh, this one. I like this one. Being far too comfortable with your naked body in the locker room.
Yeah. That's not my problem, but I know guys that are like
that. We know people that do that.
I know a guy that we're both talking about who, would, if he could go out naked in public and not get arrested, that's the way he would go.
Yes.
Yeah. He when he goes to the gym, he likes to prance around and walk around naked. And, you know, he's just real proud of himself. And the reality is, I mean, he doesn't look good at all. I mean, he really looks pretty gross. But what are you going to do?
Hovering over people while waiting for a machine.
Well, okay.
I do that.
I do it, too. I mean, if the gym is crowded and you're doing supersets, for instance, and you need to get in there and somebody's on it, I'll come over and I'll say, hey, how many sets do you have to do? And they'll say, oh, just two more. And then I'll watch them. And when they're down to the last set, I'll get over there because I don't want somebody else to jump in and use the machine next, and then I'm waiting again. So I don't think hovering is a problem if you communicate with people and say, hey, just curious how long you have, because I want to get on there.
Choosing the machine right next to someone when there are dozens of machines available. And they're talking like they've got treadmills pictured here.
Yeah. And that usually happens only with pretty girls like you.
It is a little irritating sometimes.
Yeah, the whole cardio room is empty. You're on one machine, and the guy comes and he parks right next to you. Then he wants to talk on top of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
I see that all the time with you. Blabbing on your cell phone for way too long. This is a real issue for me. I don't even think, unless you're a surgeon, like an OBGYN, and any minute one of your patients could go into labor, you shouldn't have a cell phone with you. And if you're like me, who likes to record things on your cell phone, I put it on airplane mode. I'm not texting and taking calls. I never would take a call during a workout. And I'm not texting during workouts or Facebooking during workouts. I may be recording my workouts in my iPhone, but I have it on airplane mode for that reason. I don't want it ringing and distracting me or somebody else. You shouldn't. And you're right. You're sitting there. Remember one day we were at Urban Active, and this girl was next to us talking on her phone so loud that, like, people were literally, like, they would get on a machine next to her, and then they'd look at her a couple times, then they'd get off and they'd go someplace else. And she was oblivious that she was annoying anybody.
I've asked someone to stop talking on their phone. Because, you know, when you're a lot of times when I'm on the elliptical machine, like before I do my weights, I'm thinking about my workout. I'm focusing. I'm trying to get into the zone. And she's over there talking to her friend about partying the night before.
Right.
And I asked her to stop using her cell phone. She didn't like it very well.
No, right?
No.
Yeah.
Because she was talking really loud, and you can't listen to your music. You can't focus on what you're doing.
Right.
If you want to have a conversation, then do it before you get into the gym.
Yeah, it's annoying. Getting photographic evidence of being in the gym instead of just being at the gym. I disagree with this one as well. I think that if you are a progress-driven person and you're doing a max lift and you want to record it,
mm-hmm.
I think that's it may inspire you to look at it again and again. It may inspire somebody else. I think that this is probably something that people from Planet Fitness wouldn't want, because they wouldn't want their big fat bodies in the background of your video.
Well, and they're showing a picture of two people taking a selfie. They're not actually, I mean, like,
yeah,
like you showing your video or whatever. That's totally different.
Yeah.
Providing workout advice to anyone and everyone who never asked for it.
Yeah, that's annoying.
That is annoying.
I've done this once, and I did it when I was in Arizona. I was watching these two kids deadlift, and they were progressively getting heavier and heavier, and they were straightening their legs out and rounding their lower back out, and I said, you know, you guys are really going to hurt yourselves. You have to stop. And I kind of gave them a couple tips, and then I walked away because I felt like one of them was going to pop a disc, and they were kind of young to start developing back problems. That's the only time I've ever done it. I see people doing stupid stuff at the gym all the time. I never say a word.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not knowing proper workout technique and risking serious injury. Well, that is a pet peeve, but this goes hand in hand with the other one. There's a lot of people out there who think that they're experts at everything, and if you're not doing it the way they do it, you're doing it wrong. You know, so. And the last one is, leaving weights and equipment all over the floor despite the fact that they're made to be picked up.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah. I think really what's a pet peeve of yours is when you go to a machine and the guy who used it before you leaves like 11 plates on each side.
On the leg press machine.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a pain in the neck. But you fell prey to that recently when you left a couple plates on a machine and a woman said to you.
I did. I'd been doing Smith machine squats, and
right,
I had two 45-pound plates on each side, and they were there before I got there.
Right. So you just left them
there. I just left them there because I thought, well, somebody might want them. They were already on there. Yeah. So I was doing some reverse hypers, I think.
You thought maybe that pilot from UPS was going to come back an hour later and do another set, right?
And this cute woman comes up to me. She said, "Are you finished?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." I said, "Do you want me to help you take those off?" And she like made a muscle with her bicep and said, "You're strong." Like that.
And you did help her.
I went over and helped her. I felt bad.
There's a guy who comes to our gym periodically, and you know him because you and I have been out at breakfast one time, and he said hello to you, but he doesn't say hello to me. He's got black hair. He's kind of, you know, pasty looking. And he used to train at Jeff Rui's gym at Powerhouse. He would come in, and like a cycle, he would go from one machine or one station to another, load it up, do a set, and then go to the net, and then walk out and leave everything he touched like a whirlwind. He would come in a half hour, leave everything he touched with all the plates loaded on it. So one day he came in, and I said something to him, and this is probably why he doesn't say hello to me now that I think about it. And I said, "Dude," I said, "every time you," and this was like chronic. It wasn't like the first or second. Every week he did this over and over again. I said, "Dude, every time you come in here, you put plates on things and you just walk out. Other people have to clean up your mess." I says, "Take the plates off of the machines when you're done with them." And he didn't say a word to me, but that day he worked out and he took every plate off. And I think now it dawned on me why he says hello to you, but he doesn't say hello to me. That's got to be it. Anyway, what else, Elisa?
It's time for a break.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. And when we come back, we've got listener questions and comments.
Yeah, and good things to read. Okay, you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenoir.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Just like Carl Lenoir, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum from lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Are you still getting comments?
Yeah, I am. What can I say? I'm trying to build the list. I just negated all our efforts for the past month.
I know.
Anyway, you know what?
People are even unliking the network page.
Yeah, like they're pissed off at me. Like, it's I can't believe you did that.
They have to realize that it was technology mistake.
Yeah. I guess Matt Schwann has cooled off a little bit. He posted on the network page. He goes, I already did unsubscribe, and I'm still getting 5 emails a second, so that's great.
I think that was being sarcastic.
Oh, you think so? Yeah, because he's the guy who said, I have gotten 100 emails in the last hour from you. F off. That's what he said.
Well, I mean, really?
Yeah. Well, you know what? What can I say? People want to get pissed off about stuff, they can get pissed off about it.
Carmela posted on my wall, Carmela Cierzo, a picture of a tiger just laying there.
Yeah.
Like he's passed out. And it says, on second thought, maybe Frosted Flakes aren't that great.
Yeah. So what do you want to start? You want to start with the nice comments that people have made about the show? Or you...
Let's start with the bad, the negative.
Well, no, I already did those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did those already. I think, let's see here. We got a really nice email from John Parker, who's in Utah, a big fan of the show. He says, I almost called you today. I just finished last Friday's show. And you two were talking about something I'm really curious about, the whole pH balance topic. He said, I'd love to explain, but I'd take far too much text, so I'll try and summarize. By the way, he sent this through the iPhone app, which is really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
My overall conclusion thus far is that it's a deep rabbit hole if you connect the dots to bone health, vitamin D, K, parathyroid, etc., especially for those of us who eat a high-protein diet. Overall, I'm prone to agree with your conclusion that what you eat doesn't affect pH enough to matter, but for different reasons. Since pH is a logarithmic scale, there's room for significant variance in hydrogen ion concentration, the key factor in calculating pH. While pH would only fluctuate by 1/10 of a point, I would think bicarbonate from cellular respiration, which, by the way, bicarbonate is produced through cellular respiration, Amit Ram, we just learned something together, you and I, of CO2 and carbonic acid should be a good enough buffer. However, I've seen evidence that says I'm wrong. Anyway, it'd be awesome if you could consider a show or even a series tying all the physiological players together. Individually, each player is straightforward, but when there's 10 variables, I'm sure anyone fully gets this. I'm not sure anyone fully gets this. It's like chess, but are we really sure we know the rules to play? Great, well thought out. And you know what? Adel Moussa reminded me that we actually did and talked about this, and he's got a great blog post about it that I think we need to just have him repost and get out there again so people can read that. What do you got,
Alisa? Okay, so Wes Scott says, "Hey, Alisa, I was wondering if you could address these questions on Casual Friday. Are there AGEs by products in whey protein powders? From Wednesday's show with Helen
Vlasara.
Yes. And is Carl going to do a show on the benefits of red light therapy? It does work."
Okay. First of all, I think the answer that this is the second question I've gotten on the whey protein. I think the real answer is how many times is the whey protein heated after it's dry? What we learned from Dr. Vlasara is while the pasteurization process, especially if it's a low heat pasteurization process of like 140 degrees, while the pasteurization process probably does yield some AGEs, it doesn't seem like a lot if you look at yogurt, for instance, and the AGE concentration. And as Dr. Vlasara points out, AGEs really occur in high amounts when you remove moisture, when it's dry heat. So I think that if the whey protein is processed again after it's a protein powder in a heated environment, it's going to accumulate a lot more AGEs than if it's just pasteurized and then rendered as whey protein through cold filtering process. The second thing is red light therapy. I don't know enough about it. The only thing I know about a red light therapy is that's usually where the prostitutes are in the red light district in a neighborhood. So if you're talking about that therapy, I don't have any experience with it. I'm just joking. I don't know. I've never heard. Do you know what red light therapy is?
No.
I have to look into it. Okay, so you've piqued my interest. We'll get Ginny on it, and we'll see about talking about red light therapy. Okay. This message comes from Robin LePelt. "Carl, thank you for the tickets to the Arnold Expo. My husband and I go every year, but we're able to go Saturday and Sunday thanks to your contest. We both compete in strongman, obviously in strongwoman, and it was great to see the competition, and we even got to meet Brian Shaw on Sunday." That's who we met when we were in Vegas. Great guy. "We were disappointed we were not able to meet you. Maybe next year. Thank you again for your great wisdom and advice. We will be listening." And that's Robin LePelt. And I'm glad that you really had a good time at the Arnold and the tickets helped out some way.
Okay. Angela Bissonette.
Bissonette. Yeah, sure.
"Hi, Carl and Alisa. I'm having a memory block. Which episode did you talk about colonoscopy and the blood fecal occult test? And could you send me a link to it, please?"
Well, I don't know that it's any one episode. Anytime we've talked about colonoscopy, I've talked about the fact that the fecal occult test is the first line way to test for a reason to even have a colonoscopy, first and foremost. But doctors don't do that because colonoscopies run an average of $1,800 and make companies big money. And the fecal occult test, I think, is like $130. And you do it yourself at home and then you send it in. There is research out there. I'm going to have to dig around for it, and I'll send it to you. That's all I can say. But I don't remember which show. We've talked about the colonoscopy scheme for so long now that I've mentioned it on several shows. But I'll dig up some information for you. This one comes from Joe Pertner. "Just wanted to thank you for the tickets to the Arnold. My wife and I attended on Friday and had a good time. Thanks again. Glad that you could use it."
That was nice.
Yeah, I'm happy that people, because several people that won actually said, you know, "I didn't think I was going to win. I really can't take off. Can you give my tickets to somebody else?" It was too late. I couldn't redistribute the tickets because we were already gone. Or "I just started a new job. When I entered, you know, I was in the process of looking for a job, and I just started a new job, and I can't take off," which I understand, obviously, all those conditions. So there were a few people who didn't get to pick up their tickets, but I'm glad that some of you did.
So Ricky Pack posted on my, or put my name on a post of Angela Bassett.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The actress.
The actress.
She's 55 years old.
And she's beautiful.
Did you see the dress? I mean, did you see her in the picture that he posted
No.
or put my name on?
No.
Can you see that? She's 55.
Wow.
And it shows a picture of her in an orange dress, and it's a side shot. And it really shows her bum, the way it's pronounced. And I thought, wow, she looks really good. I wish I had seen photos like that when I was younger, because that's how my butt is.
Right.
And I've always, you know, had different images of women.
Well,
we were
looking at a picture of Elisa. How old is that picture of you on the beach?
Oh, years.
Okay.
I mean, many years.
We were looking at a picture of Elisa, and she really doesn't look any different now than she did then. And we were looking at it, and I was saying, God, you look so good. And she goes, I always felt fat. I always felt, and I said, why? And she said, because of my behind. And I was like, are you kidding me? That is like the greatest asset that you have. And so it's really, you're right. We need more Angela Bassetts out there, showing that women are not only sexy, but beautiful when they have proud body parts. And I'm not talking about obesity and fatness here. I'm talking about women who are built like women.
And let alone the fact that she's 55. And
I know.
Yeah, she looks awesome.
She is so pretty. She's just really so pretty. I know. I've always been a big fan of hers as well. Okay, let's see. The next comment comes from Roger Sajak. He says, Carl, may your voice lead the way for human evolution to continue forward. Thank you for your efforts. I hope we can all be superhuman someday. Roger Sajak. And I thank you for feeling that I can have that kind of influence. I don't know that we can, but obviously we can have an influence in our small community of the superhuman nation. And thank you very much for listening, too. What else do we have?
Well, this last question from Angela Bissonette. Are there any sales going on right now for Way Natural USA?
I don't know. Way Natural USA is not a sponsor on the show anymore, and really, to a great degree, I'm glad. I haven't really come out and spoken publicly about this, but there's a problem with Way Natural USA that I just can't put my finger on, and I don't have the interest in trying to dig down and do it. I know some people out there that are looking into this. So Way Natural USA claims that they have a patented chill right, a method of cold pasteurization. And I have had several discussions with Greg DeLong up until the point where he and I decided that it was probably best that he not come back. I made him put in writing that he does not heat pasteurize or use irradiation, ionizing radiation. So here's the deal. The Food and Drug Administration allows two methods of pasteurization for dairy products being consumed by humans. They are high heat and low heat pasteurization, or what the FDA calls cold pasteurization, which is ionizing radiation. So I had a discussion with Greg, and I said, hey, do you ionize your whey protein? Because if you do, we have to explain that to the listeners, because I was unclear if that's, and he said, absolutely not. I said, so you don't ionize your protein powder, and you don't heat pasteurize it, so you're doing something else? And his comment, exact words to me, was, Carl, you know the FDA isn't up on all the new technology. And I said, Greg, the FDA allows two forms of pasteurization for dairy products, and if you're not using one of those two, then you're breaking the law. And if you are using one of those two and you're calling it cold pasteurization, then you're using ionizing radiation. Either one of those is not acceptable. I don't feel comfortable. And so the product is no longer sponsored here. I don't know how he pasteurizes his product. I'm not sure which is the truth and which is not the truth. If he's not using one of the accepted methods allowed by the FDA, he's breaking the law. If he is using one of the accepted methods, he's lying to me. And so at this point in time, I'm just not interested in having to – I would have to invest money to send his product off to a lab and have it tested, which I happen to know somebody's already doing this, quite frankly, another person who has a vested interest in this in the industry.
to find out, like, you know, because another guy emailed me and said, if you go to so-and-so's website, there's a very, very popular website out there who claims that they have tested some of Way Natural's product and it contains some things that are not on the label. Now, I don't know if that's true. It just could be negative propaganda from another company trying to get even, and I don't know. The bottom line is, it's just way too murky for me, and I can't figure out. And if you ask Greg, tell me how you process this. How do you pay? He will tell you it's proprietary. We can't talk about it. And that's a lie, because there's nothing proprietary when it comes to pasteurizing dairy products for human consumption. The FDA either approves it or they don't. And if they don't approve it, then it's not proprietary. It's illegal. So I really don't know anything about Way Natural USA anymore. It's out there. You can get it, I'm sure. But we won't be promoting it here on the show any longer until something clears up, until I am given exact way that the product is pasteurized and that it's one of the ways approved by the FDA and I'm not promoting an illegal product. So that's it. What else do we have, Elisa?
That's all I have.
What about, is that Robin Wissonant? Did we get to that one? He says, I was listening to one of your shows, like I do always, and I love them, and you were talking about Consumer Labs. I went to go buy a report from them and stumbled upon this article. Have you read it?
Oh, yes.
Also read the comments. What are your thoughts on it? This is an article comment that has made me think twice about trusting them.
Okay, the Consumer Lab... This is an article by the HealthWise Report, and it's evaluating the evaluators from Consumer Lab. And evidently, the guy, the CEO of Consumer Lab,
who's been on our show,
Todd Cooperman.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been on our show.
Todd Cooperman is the president of Consumer Lab. While he was in medical school, he spent a summer working at an investment bank. Where he evaluated new healthcare companies. Following that, his first job when he graduated from med school was with Bristol-Myers Squibb, pharmaceuticals.
But he did say that during the interview. He said, I was on the pharmaceutical side and I got tired and disgusted, is what he said during
the
interview.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
And then he hired Dr. William Obermeyer, who used to work for the FDA.
Yeah.
Did he say that on the air too?
Yeah. And Dr. Obermeyer is on Consumer Lab's side. You know, so there are people at the FDA who get tired of the way the FDA operates, and they go out, and a lot of times they talk badly about the FDA. So do we discredit them because they are talking bad about the FDA? I mean, where do we get our information from? If we believe everything the FDA says and we don't have anybody talking out of school and going, well, I work for the FDA, they're lying about this. The FDA wants to discredit those people. This could very well be trying to discredit Consumer Labs and what they're doing. I don't agree with everything that they say at Consumer Labs, okay? Because they believe, like, in the RDA, the Recommended Daily Allowance for Vitamins and stuff like that, which we know is wrong. But as an aside from that, I don't necessarily think that they are doing anybody a disservice by randomly testing products.
Well, but what they're saying is that the Consumer Lab recommends vitamins that have the USP label on them.
Well,
and the P stands for pharmacopoeia.
Right.
The Pharmacopoeia Institute.
But that's the only method of standardization that the supplement industry has is USP. They have GM, good manufacturing practices is another one. USP is one. So again, he's very mainstream, Todd. So I would imagine that he would use U.S. Pharmacopoeia as like a benchmark, just like some people say, well, the only organic I trust is if it says USDA organic. So I still don't have a beef with them. I'll have a beef with them when they publish a report that is directly contrary to what we know to be true, and it's clear that they are a shill or pandering.
And companies have to pay to have their tests completed.
Well, not all companies. He talked about that as well. So they have two different ways of testing products. They go out and get random products, and if your product is not in the group of the random products, you can pay to have your product added to it, but they publish the results, good or bad. So, you know, if you have a product that has label claims that are not being met and you pay them to include your product in the grouping, you're a fool because they're going to say it didn't meet the label claims. I mean, he explained that too on the show. I think you should go back and listen to the interview we did with him because he seemed very forthcoming. But again, that doesn't mean that he's not doing something up to our standards, because our standards are really, really way far from the mainstream. And he's trying to appeal to the mainstream.
And it's just saying that in a recent this is a quote from the New York Times. In a recent test of multivitamins, consumer.lab.com found that Equate Mature Multivitamin 50 Plus sold by Walmart was just as good as the name brand Centrum Silver, but at less than a nickel a day is half the price. The deception is their covert placing of Centrum Silver as the gold standard of a supplement.
Well, but that's because Centrum is the most popular multivitamin out there.
They're saying in this, we believe that neither product is actually fit for human consumption, nor does either provide more benefit than harm in the long term.
I agree with that. I completely agree with that. I think both of them are substandard products if you're really interested in taking vitamins. I think the real...
But a consumer would read this and think, oh, that Centrum Silver is the gold standard.
But, okay, from a standpoint of popularity and the most popular product purchased, you have to compare to you have to compare to the most popular product in the category, to be fair to Consumer Labs. They can't compare to some supplement company that's making a really, really great product if it's not in the category.
He goes on to say both supplement companies likely paid a great deal of money to both the New York Times and to Consumer Labs for such objective reporting.
Look, I even said this to him on the air, that the recent negative information being published about multivitamins is not an indictment against vitamins. It's an indictment against the recommended daily allowance. The RDA is meaningless. The amount of vitamins you're getting is worthless. And if anything, you're wasting money taking Centrum or any of them. But at the same time, if you're buying a product like Centrum and you can buy a product that is exactly the same, let me rephrase that. If you're stupid enough to buy a product like Centrum and think it's doing something for you, and you can buy it, and you can then be stupid but a little more fiscally responsible by buying the same product at a fraction of the cost, as long as you are satisfied with that product, why not save money? They were just comparing it. Look, I have no dog in this fight. I am not, promoting Consumer Labs. I think they're a mainstream organization that focuses on mainstream products, and the mainstream doesn't know what the hell they're doing. And comparing Centrum to any other multivitamin, in my humble opinion, is a waste of time for anybody who's taking vitamins, because multivitamins don't work because they are just meeting the RDA in most cases, and the RDA is worthless. But if you're going to do a category, you choose the best seller in the category as the gold standard, because clearly people are buying it. So that's it. And we don't know who HealthWise Report is. So let's take a look at, I'm looking at them. So they're selling colloidal copper. And I know, you know, I have my opinion on colloidal silver and colloidal copper. I mean, you know, we just don't know enough about them either, that they're the ones that are writing this article against Consumer Lab. Interesting. What else we have, Elisa?
That's all I have.
I've gone too far. I can tell when I run out of things to say that I've gone too far. Okay. It's been another great week here at the Superhuman Nation because of all of you. Those of you who are not using the app, please download the Superhuman Radio iPhone, Android, or iPad app. It allows you to manage the podcast better. We fixed the problem. You will be able to download the podcast through your wireless network. You won't have to be near a Wi-Fi router. It allows you to listen to the live show quickly. We're getting a lot of emails from people who are now listening to the live show around the clock going, God, I didn't know you had all these great shows playing all the time. You just hit the play button and you're ready to go. Go to Google Play for the Android version. Search for Superhuman Radio Network, or go to the iPhone store, Apple store, for the iPad and iPhone version. Thank you for listening this week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on. That GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown...